Welcome back, everybody. He is Tom Knutson, and it's our Knutson Sporting Goods Fishing Report and more. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Jamie.
My kid is officially obsessed. I've told you that, but this is how I know he's obsessed with fishing. When you give your kid a $20 bill and say, go ahead and go in and get some bait, and he comes back with the max amount of bait, not just a container or two, he figures out how much he can actually get for the $20 and then hands you back a dollar or two and has a whole bunch of containers, you know he's obsessed.
Yeah, he knows he doesn't want to be out, but he can't get bait.
Yeah, the boy doesn't want to run out of bait. I don't blame him. But I did have the conversation with him. I said, look, man, you know, at some point, you're going to have to start buying your own bait, or you're going to have to start digging some worms or something. He said, Dad, I would. It's too dry. I'm going to have to get my bait at Knutson's. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, he's figured that out too, hasn't he?
Well, we have to stock up when we come down because, you know, Knutson's from my house on the west side of town is 25 minutes, which isn't a big deal, but, you know, while you're there, you might as well stock up.
Exactly. Yeah, it's been a little dry, but so far so good. No big shortages as far as getting bait, so we're good for a while.
Minnows too?
Minnows, that's been a disaster all year. There's really nothing good to say about minnows, and I don't know, you know, I mean, it's just it's frustrating. Quality is mediocre, and getting what you want is basically you're given what they have. So there's no arguing, you know, because that's what it is right now. You know, it all goes back to the great spring great winter we had, and you know, a lot of bait was taken out of the system, and then with the weather the way it was, and then now getting into major heat, just and then the big floods up north, you know, flooded out streams where they do a lot of gathering of pike minnows and stuff like that. So it is what it is, and nothing we can do about it.
I thought we were going to get a little bit more rain. Now, there is some rain in the forecast for this weekend, but I thought we were going to get a little bit this week. There were a couple of times it looked like it was going to rain, and it literally rained for about 3 minutes here at the station, and that was it.
Yeah, it sure looked on radar like there was a lot more rain than what actually came out of those skies. It wasn't enough to help any farmer, for sure. I'm sure they're really, really getting upset. I've seen some, you know, beautiful corn at 4th of July that, you know, was tasseled, and it's like, wow, this is crazy, you know, how good it is. And you look at it today, and you'd think it would be getting close to maturity and starting to turn brown already. So, and that was just, you know, what, a little over a week and a half ago.
So. Well, they got everything in so early, and it was doing so good for the longest time. But and just like everybody's food plots and everybody's grass, not so hot right now.
Nope, it is what it is, and that's what happens. Seems like the last 2 years, you know, last summer was kind of the same way. We got warm, you know, after a lot of rain, and then, you know, then that's when the EHD showed up. So let's keep our fingers that doesn't happen.
Man.
But
are the water
we're kind of aiming in that direction at this point.
Are the water levels going down?
Well, yeah. So, I mean, the places where EHD will show up, sure it is. It's you know, I mean, those you know, we were so high on water, and now we're dropping back. Not so much on the big lakes and rivers are starting to get down a little bit, but you know, any of the ponds that were overflowing now are going to be, you know, going to be muddy.
Yeah, the pond in my backyard's way down.
Yep, and so, you know, once the farmers start hitting the irrigation, some of those ponds are going to drop a little further, for which is normal, you know, until they quit, and then they, you know, then the aquifers start filling back up again. So it is what it is, and it is, you know what, it is summertime. That's what happens.
Well, it's definitely beautiful out there for vacations and everything, but man, EHD are three letters I didn't want to hear.
Yeah. No, and we sure didn't want, you know, we sure don't want to see that to come back. So we'd like to see a little bit more water, keep these river or these ponds and stuff, you know, up a little bit, so we don't have to worry about it.
TK with our Knutson Sporting Goods Fishing Report and more. How's the fishing going right now,
Jamie? For those who are getting out, are doing great. It's just a matter of getting people out because they don't want to go out and fish in this type of heat. You know, they'll go out and swim and do different things like that as long as they're under the water or under a shade tree. But once you get, you know, past 10 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, there's just not much activity on the fishing side until, you know, maybe a little bit before dark.
I went Sunday morning early. It was hot, so we wanted to get out early. We went to Ackerson Lake. My father-in-law, myself, and my kid, we caught perch, dogfish, bluegills, crappies, and bass. It was a big mixed bag. It was kind of fun.
Yeah, that would be fun. Yeah, and the fishing, like you say, is good for those that are going. You know, they're willing to to get out there early and or start a little bit later.
Dogfish are the coolest fish in the world, man. I don't know if, you know, I don't think anybody would ever eat a dogfish. Maybe they would if they were hungry enough. But that is one cool fish.
It is, and they fight. And they fight really hard, and you'd think you have a pike on, and then all of a sudden you get them by the boat. It's like, oh, it's a dogfish. You know, and you know, you just had a great fight, and, you know, most of us will just return them back to the water, and away they go, and maybe next time you go out, you'll get them again.
You know, and I don't know if they're damaging to the population of fish, or I don't know anything about a dogfish.
No, they don't do much of anything but kind of hang out. I mean, they'll eat minnows and stuff like that, so obviously they'll eat some bluegills, but I've never been in a lake where you would have ever seen it or figured that it was a population of fish that was damaging the system.
I put a night crawler in front of that thing's face and it inhaled it in one gulp. It was gone.
Yeah, I bet. They get hungry. I've caught many of them, and yeah, absolutely. They are, they like you say, they attack like a pike when they start, and it's usually what you think you're dealing with.
Any of the crew down at the store going to the Faster Horses Festival this weekend?
It's going to be a long weekend here for quite a few of us because the crew's going to be kind of thin.
So you're going or you're not going?
I'm not going because I'm going to have to make sure the store's open and people are taken care of, because there's a bunch of them that are.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, there's a little threat of rain, so people may be looking for something to do while they're out at the Faster Horses Festival, and that might be a good thing for downtown Brooklyn. People might come into town a little bit more.
Oh, you know, I know what the very first one was, what happened when it rained, so we'll see if that were to happen. You know, I think it was last year we were supposed to have a bunch of rain, and it never rained a bit, so I'm not counting on it until it actually gets here. As bad as we need rain right now, it would be shocking to actually get anything, especially a three-dayer at this point. It's something that would probably show up in September.
What's the first thing, though, that people are looking for? Why are they coming into town when it rains? What were they looking for before?
Oh, first thing they do, right to the laundromat. Dry out their stuff. That first year, those kids, you know, it was like old race days, and they came out in tents and slept in the back of their cars, and they weren't prepared, and they got a dousing that Friday night.
Yeah, I remember.
And the next morning, they inundated the laundromats, and they were looking for anything to keep dry. So all the sleeping bags we had, tents, because it was actually quite the storm. So they ended up having to buy new tents and tarps and, you know, things like that. So, you know, all those type of things is what went out the door on that event. That was a fun day watching those kids. You know, you could see it, you know, their first time camping or whatever, and trying to figure out what they were going to do.
And then they figured it out pretty quick, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They figured it out that next time we find Grandma or Grandpa's camper and bring it, it's a lot better than a tent.
Right. Yep. I remember Bob Richardson telling me stories that he'd have 15 or 20 people lined up at his bathroom at Subway, and it was usually women who wanted to do their hair, and he'd have to knock on the bathroom door and say, hey, next, come on, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, the first 2 years were quite crazy about that type of stuff, and seems like with the more campers showing up now versus tents, and, you know, people are a little more prepared. So not quite the deal, but you never know if you get a big rain, and it could change all that in a hurry.
Well, we said it last week, and I think it bears repeating. It is a great thing for our area.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no complaints from us out of them coming into town, for sure. It's a great time, and, you know, the locals really do support it. You know, there's a lot. You go out there, and you see a lot of people's faces that are from Brooklyn Jackson area that are out there enjoying it. So it's a great thing. It's a great thing for the community, and, you know, we thank MIS for putting that on every year.
Sounds like that trap tournament for the kids was a big success up in Mason last week too.
Absolutely, it was a great deal. One of the neatest things, you know, that could be done for the sport of shooting, and let's hope that thing continues to grow like it did. We've had some really good shooters go out of here. You know, the Columbia did, I think they went up to, what, 71st? So, somewhere in there. I think they actually improved themselves from the day before on the championship, so they were in the top, at least in the top 70 of the you know, of all the team events,
which is awesome.
Yep, and then the one gentleman from Minnesota was 66 overall. You know, and that was, I think he missed four birds.
Wow. Wow.
And it was 66. So yeah, so something like that. So it's it was quite the event, quite a learning curve, and quite unique out there, that's for sure. And anybody who got a chance to go out there really got to watch some pretty stellar shooters from across the country. And as Tapio said, he went up there for a couple hours with mom and dad, and took him up there to watch it.
Oh, I bet they enjoyed that.
Oh, yeah, they did. And, you know, like Tapio said, he's out there somewhere in that group with future Olympians. He says, you know, no, there's no doubt about it. You know, that would be that gen, you know, the next group, and this is where they're going to come from.
Pretty neat to think that they were all high school kids. I mean, we've all driven by Mason, and some of us have actually shot there. I never had. But you've driven by Mason when they're having a trap shoot, and you just look, and it's just a sea of nothing but trap houses and people shooting. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and there's rumor, I believe, it's going to come back to Michigan next year. I thought it would move on to another state, but they've talked, and they said there's not many places in the country that can hold an event like this. So Mason is set up too. They're talking about, supposedly Minnesota is in the process of building something bigger than what they have there, but they feel that, from what I gathered out of the information, that it's possibly going to be back here next year, which will be a fantastic thing.
Well, yeah, and not that I'm looking for it, but, you know, I've never seen anything like it at a conservation club or anything like that in any of my archery shooting or trap shooting through my day. I've never seen anything like that before in Mason.
No, there's no way to have that kind of, you know, quantity of take, you know, people. You know, the only other thing is what they call the Grand, which is, I think, out of Illinois now is where that's at.
Okay.
But I think that's going on at the same time. And the Grand is kind of like your national bowling tournament, where you go, you pick a weekend to go, and it's like 8 weekends in a row. So people from all over the country go there to, you know, do basically the same thing. It's the national, it's a national event. So for guys who trap shoot at their local clubs.
Yeah. I mean, this is cool, though, in Mason when they do it over the course of a weekend with that many trap houses, because everybody's shooting really under the same conditions, you know, and so on and so forth, and they got to shoot at the same time with, you know, the same weather, the same winds, the same everything.
Absolutely, yep.
So pretty neat.
Yep. All right. Absolutely.
All right, Tom, I appreciate it. Happy Faster Horses weekend. Don't work too hard.
We will, no problem. We'll take care of all those people, that's for sure.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, Jamie.